If you live in the Central Valley or desert country in California, you're familiar with valley fever. You get it by inhaling spores dislodged from the soil. Most folks suffer something like a nasty flu, but those with compromised immune systems can die. Over the last 15 years, there's been a spike in valley fever cases, especially among people in agriculture, construction, solar power plants, and prisons. The federal receiver in charge of health care in California's prisons has ordered state officials to move more than 3,000 inmates from two hard-hit facilities. But as KPCC's Julie Small reports, prison officials have no immediate plans to comply.
Federal Receiver Clark Kelso directed prison officials to transfer all inmates from the prisons who are susceptible to valley fever. That's certain racial groups: African Americans, Filipinos, people of Eastern European or Middle Eastern descent. Also, anyone over the age of 55, or prisoners in chemotherapy, or who suffer from any illness that compromises the immune system. Altogether, that's 40% of the two prisons' population, roughly 3,300 inmates. That's a logistical nightmare for California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, says spokesman Jeffrey Callison.
Could we move these inmates? Absolutely, we could. But we need to make sure that it addresses the problem at hand, and also that it does it in a way that respects the overall integrity of the prison system and makes sure that we don't inadvertently violate other federal court orders in the process.
The receiver's directive, which is effective immediately, comes just days before corrections officials must submit a plan to federal court on how to shed 9,000 inmates from the prisons by the end of the year. Callison says barring so many inmates from two state prisons could force corrections to overcrowd other institutions. He says the department will take some time to decide how to respond to the receiver's order. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.